Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another show of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and I'm here with Roy. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, Adrian. We're glad to be back, and again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners to our show and look into another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, you wanted to talk about a little bit about the shadow cards. You want to explain about what those cards do?
Yeah, this is interesting. The people who don't know about the shadow cards, what it does, it's similar to the tarot, but it deals more with the conscious and the subconscious mind and how it's to bring, you know, that back into balance, you know, and brings out any information that the subconscious mind might be storing. Take, for instance, if you wanted to know about a relationship, you would ask the question, and then it would tell you, you know, different reasons, you know, why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, whether that be a male or a female. And very right to the point. And when we first learned about this, we had learned from a lady. She had a deck of the shadow cards, and she really impressed us because she knew a lot of information, you know, with these shadow cards. And is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting how they said that the shadow cards goes direct in the subconscious mind versus the regular tarot deck, which means this is not a, I don't think it's like a regular tarot deck, because with shadow cards, they say it's supposed to balance the left and the right brain, which, you know, a lot of psychologists like to use, like this mind game thing that I have is almost like the shadow cards, but it's a little bit different. It's, you know, it has pictures on it, but it also has words. So it's going to go direct, more direct towards your subconscious mind, and it's going to pull out more information that way. How it talks about the, you know, it, I mean, it'll talk about personal things in your life, like certain things about yourself, you know.
Right.
The shadow deck will.
So would you say that it goes deeper into the spirit, you know, or deeper into the, you know, the subconscious mind, in which, you know,
I think so, yeah. I think it goes more more direct.
Yeah.
Just because you can't really block it, and a lot of people tend to block the tarot because there might be something that they're hiding or something they don't want people to know about them.
Right.
Or you know, it might be a fear of religion, too, because a lot of religion puts a lot of fear in a lot of that kind of stuff.
That would you say, you know, that the shadow cards are even similar to remote viewing?
I think it's very similar to remote viewing, but I think remote viewing goes a little bit deeper than that. Because remote viewing can dig into deeper levels of consciousness. I think it can, because if you think about it, remote viewing is more like a target, and it can target certain objects or certain things or even missing people.
Right.
Like, you know, how it found Osama bin Laden.
Saddam Hussein. Yeah.
Or Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
You know, how they found him with remote viewing.
Right.
So I think it goes a lot more deeper than that. And it's interesting that they would actually reveal something like that, knowing the knowing that the shadow government and the Illuminati would allow that to be, you know, out in the open, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's interesting that even though Ed Dames worked for the government, you know, when he came out with remote viewing, it's interesting that that would be out in the open that they targeted him, because they could use satellites to target people. They don't need remote viewing. You know what I mean? They have the technology to find people if they really wanted to. Because, so this is where I think the shadow government and the Illuminati steps in, where they don't want people to know what's really going on.
Right.
And it's all about that control, you know, where you're talking about the FEMA camps.
Right.
So yeah, I think remote view goes a little bit deeper than that. And it's interesting that they would actually, that Ed Dames would actually teach people how to use it, just because of the fact that he worked for the government, the federal government, you know. Or he was part of the military, or part of different sections of the military. You know what
you
I mean?
But
he was
I think another thing, too, is, you know, there's people that are open to it, and then there's some people think that it's just a bunch of hogwash, you know, something that somebody's making up, you know.
Or just mumbo-jumbo, yeah.
You know, or mumbo-jumbo, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like anything, there's always these debunkers.
Yeah, there's always skeptics out there, like James Randi.
Yeah.
I mean, James Randi's been going after, you know, John Edwards, and they've been going after Sylvia Brown.
Yeah.
You know, he's been going after him for years, and I think that's one of the things that a lot of mediums want to quit their job, because they've been in it for years, so they figured, you know, I want to do something different, like Edwards, you know, he wants to do something different.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's the fact that it's a knowing, you know what I mean? It's not about whether they tell you or not what they're going to do, but if you're psychic enough, you know what they're going to do.
Hmm.
And you know what they're going to expose.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's just interesting to me that that he would expose remote viewing in such a way that, you know, we found Al-Sadhan, you know, because of the Black Shadow government. Because I think that there's a connection there between Osama bin Laden and the shadow government and the Illuminati. I think they all have a connection. You know? And not only that, but also with Hitler as well.
Yeah.
Because Hitler was, you know, part of a lot of secret societies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that goes way back,
So it goes pretty far, a lot deeper than that, I think.
Yeah.
And the whole plan, like you say, the whole plan is, you know, we have to, it's all going to be about duality, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, black and white, and the whole plan is preparing, is being in the knowing. You know what I mean? And when you're in the knowing, you're in the now.
Yeah.
Because everything exists in the now, and God exists in the now, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's so.
And I think people have to be mindful, too, is the karmic laws that we're governed by.
Right.
I think we all have to be mindful of that, too, is looking at the long-term of what could happen if we made these decisions, you know, based on karma, you know what I mean? Karma and dharma.
Right.
because they have to look at their own salvation. It's not a fact that what we're looking at right now, but the fact that we're looking at in the eternities.
Right.
You know what I mean? We have to look at the long picture of what's going to happen. Because the dark side, you know, the deceiver, well, a lot of people call him the, you know, the deceptor.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we have to be mindful of that, you know. What is our eternities? What is our whole plan why we're here?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you said, our salvation, you know.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people have to be awakened so that they know who they are, where, you know, where we came from, and where are we going.
Where we're going.
Yeah.
That's the whole plan, you know.
Because like I told you before, this is not our planet. This is not our home.
I mean, I was even talking to my friend David, and I said, what's the point of, you know, war, and he said, well, what's the point of conflict? You know, there's always going to be conflict, you know. And but the whole point is there really is no point.
Yeah, but you know, how can you have peace without war? You know, how could we appreciate peace if we didn't have war, if we were always in peace?
Exactly.
You know, that's part of that duality, you know.
I mean, what's the point of having bad health when you appreciate good health?
That's right.
I mean, why is there only certain people that have AIDS or cancer or some kind of disease that they're dying of, and then there's other people who are live a long, healthy life?
Yeah.
You know.
But a lot of it comes down to our way of thinking, you know, what kind of life are we living? What kind of karmic debts do we have to pay?
Yeah.
You know, how did we treat people in the past?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
How are we doing on our callers right now, Adrian?
Well, we have one caller from the, it looks like we have two callers that just called in from the 858 area. Well, welcome our caller on 858 area. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Ephraimine. How are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Anne and I'm from California.
Okay, we welcome you to the show. And how can we help you tonight, Ann?
Well, there is a person that has not been in communication with me for a while. I wonder if you see that we will reestablish this communication. He will reestablish around the holidays, so it will not happen at all.
I just wanted to mention, we were talking earlier about these shadow cards, and we're going to give you a reading, you know, with these shadow cards and see what information that we can, you know, get to you, you know, for, you know, what you've been experiencing.
Well, my question is mostly not the current. I understand the current situation, but in future, if you see this reconnection.
Okay.
And it could be different reasons. Like, I understand people get distant, but, you know, a friend is a friend. You don't want to lose the friend.
Okay, Adrian, I just wanted to let Adrian know that on this shadow card, what we're seeing right now is, you know, you mentioned that there's been some distance.
I have no idea I mean, emotional distance, communication distance. I don't know if the person actually moved or not. I cannot tell you 100%.
About an emotional distance.
Emotional. Well, person not communicating for one reason or another. It's either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that's why I'm not familiar with shadow cards. I don't know if I will understand them.
Well, the whole thing is these cards go a little bit deeper. And what it's saying is that there's almost like there's been a loss there between you and this other person. You know, you've been feeling sort of left out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And one of the reasons, too, is, you know, what have you been doing, you know, has all your thoughts been about this person, or have you been doing things for yourself to, you know, to make your inner child happy?
Mm-hmm.
Or has this all been, you know, what you've been thinking about? You know, just being with this other person.
I don't understand. May I ask if you could just look at the tarot card? I don't understand what you're saying. Because I usually pretty much understand the tarot card message. And I don't know what is shadow card. That I may be confused how they interpret the message. I'm just not familiar with these cards.
Okay, that'll be fine. Adrian, what are you getting for her?
Well, what does the shadow card entail on related to the question?
Well, she wants it from the tarot. It's confusing. She wants her reading.
Well, what kind of interpretation would you get from the shadow cards? Just out of curiosity.
Well, right now, she's just been feeling there's not a strong connection there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like she's feeling like that there's been a loss, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So the loss would be something from the past, or would it be something, is it something present?
Well, it's something more of the present right now.
Yeah, and I would like to know for future, because I can tell you everything, what is happening in present, and it's not kind of a mystery for me, present or the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, so this has happened just recently when you become more distant from this person?
No, not recently. It's been a while, a few months.
So it is something from the past?
No. It's, well, I don't know what do you mean in the past. In the last few months.
Okay.
Well, anything that's not in the present would be in the past. Whether it was yesterday
past,
or last week or last month or last year.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Well, see, the whole thing is we're just coming out of retrograde.
Yeah.
And I think today was the last day, because I remember it was on the 26th.
Yeah.
So if it's something that just happened just, you know, not too far off, maybe 2 weeks ago, we were still in retrograde, so I think.
No, I studied before retrograde.
We're out of retrograde. I can't really say that it's going to continue with the conflict or with the problem that, you know, that there might be distance between you.
No, it happened.
I know that with Geminis, it really didn't affect them too much because, you know, it's all about friendship and it's all about meeting new people.
But I'm not seeing new people. I just question about this friendship. And it happened long time before retrograde. It was not affected by retrograde.
Okay, so this is something that's happened further into the past. Huh?
Yes, yeah, it happened before retrograde. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you noticed that it's gotten a lot worse in the past, from the past, or has it been something that's just been lingering on in the future, is what I mean?
If you could just be so kind to pull up cards, I'm confused with this situation. I really cannot tell you what's going on.
Okay. Well, according to the cards, it shows that this is something karmic that has happened, that has continued, that hasn't been resolved. Something hasn't been resolved in your relationship or come to an agreement.
I don't know what could be resolved. We didn't have any conflicts that were not resolved.
It could be something, well, like I said, something karmic, so it has to be something from another life. Usually it is, if it's something, you know, that hasn't been resolved, an issue. What are you getting, Roy, about the karmic?
Well, I'm getting that, you know, since there's not anything recent, you know, and it's been a while since you've, you know, been in contact with this other person, I feel that there's something there, you know, what's kept you away from each other all this time? Is it something that you, you know, felt, or was it what they felt that you shouldn't be, you know, talking to each other a lot sooner?
I don't know. Maybe person has moved. Maybe person had situations in life. That's why I thought I would call you and ask. Maybe you can shed some light on this situation. I wish I could tell you what was going on. I have no idea.
And how was it when you did talk to this person the last time you talked to them? How did they feel? Were they happy? Were they, you know, or, you know, were you both in good, communication?
Well, kind of good communication. I cannot tell you extremely happy situation and communication, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting, my guides are telling me that there's some unresolved matters, you know, that you and him have to get, you know, you have to resolve with each other.
Okay. If you could take a look, will this person try to communicate and resolve something? Because I have no idea what is this unresolved issue.
Nathan, what are you getting from that?
Well, the only thing to resolve the issue is by giving yourself time to distance yourself and to, you know, it's like I was watching this movie called The Peaceful Warrior, and the Peaceful Warrior said that sometimes you have to pull away or you have to go out of your mind to come to your senses, and sometimes, you know, a lot of times it's just, it's like he said, you know, in the movie, to take out the trash. And what he meant by that is we fill our mind with all kinds of conflict and thinking that it's us and all this trash that we fill up in our head. And you know, and when he said to take out the trash, he said, why don't you take out the trash? And he said, I'm talking about your head. I'm talking about, you know, taking the trash out of your thoughts, your head. So that means, you know, we have to go into meditation, or we have to say our prayers, or read the Bible, or listening to positive music or positive affirmations. That's taking out the trash to me. You know, and maybe it might be different for somebody else. They might maybe go on a travel trip or something, or solitude, or reading a book. You know, that would be taking out the trash for them. So everybody's perception on that different. You know what I mean?
That was something that goes out.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it's just all about your perception on what is taking out the trash. It's like our mind is like a computer. You know, we have to throw it in the recycle bin and just delete it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I'm getting
what
also
the
is I need to go with the flow. And, you know, to clear your mind, you know, and clear your thoughts and go into, you know, meditation and allow the universe, you know. You know, I've always told Adrian that, you know, things are meant to be, they're going to happen. You know, our life is... you know, our guides are, you know, helping us right along and bringing the people into our lives so that, you know, they can fulfill, you know, our needs, you know. So, you know, when we tend to want to rush into things, that's when we find out that things slow down, you know, because it's not for our highest good.
Okay.
So what I'm getting is, you know, we just came out of this retrograde, so give it, you know, a little bit more time. And, if your intuition tells you that you need to talk to him and find out, you know, what's going on and, you know, how he's been doing or what he's been experiencing and different stuff like that, you know, depending on the kind of communication that you have with each other. The main thing is, you know, to be truthful, talk with your heart, and then find out where he's at.
And that's all about taking out the trash, too.
Yeah, yeah. Is he...
That's just a different perception.
Is he just... getting out of a relationship that he was in? Is he divorced or do you know much about his history?
Well, I don't want to say this on the radio. I knew something, but I cannot tell this on the radio.
Because I'm seeing that he's going through some disappointments right now. And a lot of it had to do with his last relationship.
He did have disappointments, but I was not sure that this relationship was, that this dissolution was completely finalized. So I really don't know at this point.
So, you know, that's another thing, too, is, you know, it slows everything down, you know, when they're not, you know, when this other person is not quite sure the direction that they want to go or the pain that they had from that last relationship, if they let go of that pain yet and they want to move on into a new relationship right away.
Well, it's not a relationship. It was more like in friendship, and whenever a person
now,
had
it could be, you know, a friendship relationship, you know, meeting somebody new, you know, just about anything. You know.
Well, he was always turning to me as a friend, so we would just discuss many issues, many of his problems.
Right.
I would say we were closer, when he had disappointments in his life.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't distance himself. If he was in trouble or something, he would get closer.
Now, the whole thing is he's still holding on to a lot of this, and he hasn't let go yet. Yeah. So the main thing is this Mercury retrograde has, you know, it's even made him more negative. So once this retrograde has passed, then he'll start feeling a lot more ease, and then he'll open up and start talking a lot more, and then you'll have a better understanding.
And today is the last day of retrograde, so how many days it may take myself, so if I will
within, start? Sometimes these retrogrades spill over, what we call spill over. And by that is we mean it could go into another week.
I see.
Before you start seeing a difference.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, can I just ask one more quick question that is really bothering me?
Go ahead.
I applied for a company, to a company more than a month ago. I filled out applications and they still didn't call me, letting me know if they will invite me for the interview or not. They sent me a paper saying that my score is one of the highest, and I was expecting that they will call me for the interview. So do you see that I will ever get this call before the holidays or not?
Well, I'm seeing that you're going to be be hearing from them.
You think next month?
Yeah, this should be within 5 days.
So do you think that they will call me for the interview, or it will be just something negative or more positive?
Well, the main thing is, how do you feel about it? You feel you have a pretty good chance of getting the job that you want?
I thought that I had pretty good chance when I was applying, but now after months of silence, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm not even on their short list at all to call me for the interview. I don't know. I was pretty much sure that with such a high score that they gave me based on my resume and everything, I wasn't one of the first candidates to go in the interview, but now
is this something that you really and truly want to work?
Well, I can tell you, it's not that it would be my greatest passion, but it's a full-time job, and it pays full benefits. And I really need full-time job with benefits at this time financially.
Mm-hmm. Because,
I don't know if that would be a good choice.
The main thing is, you have to, anytime you apply for any kind of position, you have to do it, you know, with that desire. You know, that's what you truly want, and you cannot have any doubt, you know, that.
A few months ago, I applied for two positions. I had such a huge desire. I was dreaming about that job. Believe me, at night, I was dreaming that I will have this job, and I was just wanted it so badly. I didn't get it. I didn't get the first job. I didn't get the second job. So this one, I just thought, well, I will apply. And I was very enthusiastic that they sent me applications and everything. But then I just don't know. Whatever I really wanted so badly just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I'm getting a little bit discouraged, and especially after 1 month of applying and submitting applications, no a single word, not a single phone call, I don't know.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, now that we're in 2012 and we're getting closer to, you know, December the 21st, a lot of things are, you know, the energies are shifting and changing, and you know, it's, you know, people are starting to see a lot more the spiritual things, you know. And well, anyway, we're being tested right now. Yeah, we're all being tested, and part of it is the dark side wants people to give up and be discouraged. And we have to remember that we are, you know, spiritual beings, and that we can co-create, you know, what we desire in our lives, you know, if that's what we truly want, and, you know, and it's for the highest good. So we have to just keep, you know, keep working at that, you know, keep moving, you know, keep our mind busy, keep our, you know, use our talents and our creativity. I just wanted to share that with you. You know, everyone's going through something right now. We just have to remember that we don't work alone. We do have to keep meditating and praying, you know.
I agree, and give it in the cards about this job, or it just...
Well, I'm getting that you're going to have success and you're... And it's going to help improve your financial. You're going to see some, and you'll be able to overcome your competition. And this person that you've been communicating with, is this, it's just been a male or a female?
The person that took my paperwork?
Yeah.
She was a female.
Okay, because she's sort of a taskmaster. So she wants, you know, taskmasters, they want everything right, you know.
I agree, because I was missing one important paper, and
yeah.
She asked me to submit within 5 days, she gave me a message from someone. So actually, I submitted in 1 day, and she was so surprised. How you could do this so quickly? I told her I did everything over the weekend with the company. I communicated with them. I got all the necessary documentation so quickly.
Yeah.
So she was very much surprised how I could submit all the papers so quickly. And now...
Taskmasters, they like, you know, being, you know, people that are being prompt, you know, they're on top of things, you know, they're always doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they don't have to, you know, remind them or go after them, and you know, so these are all pluses in your favor.
These are all, yeah, but the main decision, well, it's several steps there. There should be interview people from the department, someone else will be interviewed.
But you have to remember that there's a lot of unemployed people right now.
I know, yeah, so that's why I'm pretty much sure there is a competition, so that's why at this point I just don't know even if I have any chance to go for the interview and if I will be on their list of candidates that they...
Well, the good word is... You're going to be able to overcome any competition.
I have very long experience, and I have great work record, believe me. But my issue, it's so sad to say, I love the place where I am now. I can't get a full-time job, and it just breaks my heart. I really love where I am now, and I enjoy being in the place where I am now. That's why, because of the financial problem, I have to leave everything and look at a job, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, and that's probably another thing that's been slowing things down. I mean, you want another job, but you love the job that you have right now.
I love the job where I am now, and I don't know, it's a difficult choice, but financially,
yeah.
I cannot,
but, you know,
cannot live on this money where I am now, but emotionally, I'm very happy.
Yeah. But I'm seeing that you're going to be hearing some news, and that's good.
Okay.
You just have to be patient and remember to keep meditating and praying and allowing the universe to manifest it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And remember that we don't work alone.
I know. I agree with you. I am burning green candles sometimes when I really feel that I need this. Yeah, I'm trying to do this and I pray.
Adrian, are you still there, Adrian?
Yeah.
Now, what's another good candle that she could burn?
Anything to bring love in my life, because I know green is good for money and for abundance.
Yeah.
But actually, at this point of my life, I need both romance and money.
Adrian, I'm getting that she needs a road opener candle.
Yeah, that would be helpful. And I think also she said she wants to bring more love in her life, so I think a pink candle would help too.
Yeah.
You suggest pink, not red, because someone told me that pink is more like platonic or romantic love, but not relationship.
I would think it would be more relationship just because of the fact that it's more unconditional love, and red is more for like sex.
No. I want relationship and love. Yeah, not just sex.
So you want a lot of pink one, not a red one.
That you want to surround yourself with more love and be more loving, not only to others but for yourself, so that you can become a magnet and draw these people to you, you know.
A lot of it
has to do is what kind of energy are we putting out there and drawing, you know, these people to us, you know.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you so
just
much. It's very kind. I appreciate
appreciating
your time and your energy is wonderful. God bless you both for your kindness.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed it.
We're glad that we're able to help you.
Thank you again. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Adrian, is there any more callers?
I think
we're off
one
there.
More caller.
Well,
we are off
the
air.
Huh?
So we are off the air.
Yeah, we're off there.
Well, we got another caller, so let's go to the 203.
We could squeeze one.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Anne, and I'm from Connecticut.
And how can we help you tonight?
I just wanted to see. I myself feel that I have a lot of big things coming up, and this particular full moon on Wednesday is hitting a lot of points in my chart. So I wanted to see if you guys see stuff for me either romantically or business-wise, possibly.
What sign are you?
I'm Aquarius, Libra rising.
And what are you getting from that, Ada?
Well, you said you wanted to focus more on love, you said?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So I'm kind of getting that, let me look at your chart here. You said you're Aquarius?
I have quite a few things at 8 degrees. And 8 degrees is going to be one of the signature things on Wednesday.
Well, it says here, use your insight as an indication what a good thing you have going. You feel powerful. You desire to reconstruct your destiny, take charge of your purpose, redesign yourself from inside out, and don't throw away good things. Just follow the sake of change.
Okay.
So I'm getting that right now you're going through some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to reconstruct your life.
Right.
Where it's going.
Right.
And love would bring that for you. So I'm getting that love would, you know,